Shortly after taking office in 2007, Governor Charlie Crist made changes to the law making it easier for ex-felons to regain their voting rights. But according to the Florida ACLU, there are still severe impediments preventing thousands from getting the right to vote. Maslima Lewis is the ACLU of Florida Voting Rights Project Director.
The April 2007 rules were never intended to create an automatic civil rights restoration process for anyone. Now, close to 2 years after the rules were adopted, it's clear that the system they create is too bureaucratic, too costly to administer, and too confusing. Despite the fanfare that surrounded the 2007 clemency rule changes, hundreds of thousands of Floridians remain disfranchised, voteless and voiceless.
The new report by the ACLU released today says that many election office workers in every one of the state's 67 counties do not understand who is eligible to vote or the process through which former prisoners must go through. But Maslima Lewis from the ACLU doesn't blame those workers, but their superiors.
The frontline employees are not getting the necessary information that they need. And this is just across the board. So, you know, the information has to come down from the state level to the supervisor's offices and get transmitted to the frontline employees who are going to be answering questions. So one of our recommendations is that employees in the supervisor's office get training and get regular training about the civil rights restoration process so that they can provide accurate information to the public.
Florida is one of less than a handful of states that does not automatically restore the civil and voting rights to ex-felons. Tijuan Daniels is a Florida resident who was arrested for selling cocaine when he was 16 years old. He said it took him until last October, nearly 12 years later, just weeks before the election, before he was finally granted his civil rights.
It's too much of a bureaucratic process to have to go through, and I'm speaking from my own personal experience of having to make numerous amount of calls, having to write numerous emails, having to write numerous letters, and to be frank, the process has been more discouraging instead of encouraging. And again, I'm speaking from my own personal experience over the past, I believe, 2 years of going through the rights restoration process.
Governor Charlie Crist made headlines back in April of 2007 when he announced he was speeding up the process for some ex-felons to get their rights restored. The ACLU says nearly 135,000 people have had their rights restored since then. Brandon Hensler is a spokesman for the ACLU.
And that drop in the bucket really puts in contrast the promises that were made with all of the fanfare in 2007 when these new rules were adopted by the Board of Executive Clemency versus the stark reality, which is that this has not been an automatic process. This is still not automatic, and people's rights have not been restored. There are hundreds of thousands of Floridians whose rights have not been restored, and it's time for the governor and the Board of Executive Clemency to come through with the promises that they made 2 years ago.
Among other findings in the report is that fewer than half of those election workers surveyed knew whether a Florida resident with a conviction in another state can register to vote in Florida, and not a single election official correctly said that individuals with out-of-state convictions can apply for rights restoration in Florida if they reside in Florida and have not had their rights restored in their state of conviction. Again, Maslima Lewis, the ACLU of Florida's Voting Rights Director.
We definitely know, and we know this from speaking even to people who are pretty well informed about the process, that people came away with the misimpression that civil rights restoration in Florida was automatic, at least for some people. And it was not. And the rules never intended to make it automatic. They were described by Governor Crist and others as automatic approval. But that begs the question, because the approval process itself is actually far short of automatic.